on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Vote. Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Votes are beginning to be counted in Georgia, where control of the United States Senate is at stake. Both parties have spent millions in the races, featuring Democrat Raphael Warnock against incumbent GOP Senator Kelly Loeffler, and Republican Senator David Perdue is challenged by Democrat John Ossoff. In the previous election, no one reached the 50% threshold. U.S. intelligence agencies have confirmed Russia was likely responsible for a massive hack of government departments and corporations.
In a rare joint statement, the country's top national security agency said the hacks appeared to be intended for intelligence gathering, suggesting the evidence so far pointed to a Russian spying effort. The statement from the FBI and other investigative agencies said this is a serious compromise that will require a sustained and dedicated effort to remediate. The Treasury and Commerce Departments are among the agencies known to have been affected. In the private sector, an estimated 18,000 organizations were infected by malicious code. Russia has denied any involvement. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Wisconsin prosecutor announced there will be no criminal charges filed against either police or the suspect after a shooting which paralyzed a black man.
The shooting of Jason Blake took place last summer during a police response to a 911 call for violation of a restraining order. Blake had outstanding charges against him at the time for one felony and two misdemeanors. Prosecutors dropped a sexual assault charge against him as part of a November plea deal. He was sentenced to 2 years probation. Separately, Officer Chesky has been reprimanded for crashing his squad car three times over 3 years, but has earned 16 awards letters or formal commendations. The incident reignited urban social justice protests against police, already inflamed following the May death of George Floyd while in Minneapolis police custody. George Bonzani reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call, and we'll take care of the rest. No one really knows what the future will bring, but one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Hey, it's Pat Cassell with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
It's 5:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Vaccinations for those 75 and older in Clark County could begin as soon as next week. Local officials say Walgreens and CVS pharmacies are going to be providing the vaccines to people 75 and older. As of January 3rd, nearly 35,000 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine have been given out in Nevada. UMC has begun to administer a second dose of the vaccine, which should be taken some 3 to 4 weeks after the first shot. Well, it's a growing trend nobody wants to see. The Mirage will begin the new year by shutting down totally from Mondays through Thursdays beginning January 10th. The Las Vegas Strip property is closing everything, including restaurants and attractions, from noon Monday through noon Thursdays. The hotel will be fully open through the weekends. Well, the 2020 census will not add another congressional seat to Nevada's delegation. The final numbers have not yet been submitted, but the preliminary figures show that Nevada added more than 437 people in the 10-year period, 2010 to 2020, a 16% population increase. But Nevada needed to add about 775,000 people to get another seat in the House of Representatives. We have four now of 435 in Congress.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Heavy volumes on the 95 right now, westbound at Decatur. Also 95 west, the Martin Luther King off-ramp is affected. Slow flows, 515 eastbound at Main. That's causing some congestion on the transition from 15 north. And you're bumper to bumper, the 215, that is at Tenaya.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, it's taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Tuesday. It's election. It's election day in the state of Georgia. The polls closed at 4 o'clock or just after. If people were in line, obviously, they were going to get a chance to vote. Numbers are coming in. They're of no consequence whatsoever. But both the Democrats are leading by about 4 or 5 points on the Republicans. So we're keeping our fingers crossed. We'll see how this all plays out. Now, tomorrow, big day in our nation's capital, as they're going to be counting electoral votes. And joining us now, she is right smack dab in the middle of ground zero for that effort, Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. She is in our nation's capital. Megan, give us an on-the-ground report of what's going on. I know a lot of people are descending on our nation's capital to protest and to demand some sort of accountability. Give us an on-the-ground report, if you can.
Sure can, Kevin. Doing. Just got to D.C. Earlier this afternoon. Got into the barricades because I'm a speaker, so that helps my navigation. But doesn't help a lot of people's navigation because Mayor Bowser has brought in the National Guard. They've closed down, segmented off streets in the Washington Plaza, White House, as far as a free amendment burst or amendment area. But nonetheless, we had a rally on Freedom Plaza tonight. Thousands of people were there. We expect tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, tomorrow. Tomorrow we will organize and get to the Ellipse, where the president will be taking the stage around, I think it's 11 a.m. Eastern. And then after that, we will all march to the Capitol, and I will be speaking on the Capitol steps along with plenty of other activists with the StopTheSteal.us movement. And of organizers and activists that has, you know, invited and coordinated and organized this storm on the...
Whoops.
...and transparency in our elections, especially in the face of a rigged election.
Let me ask you, what are you hoping to do tomorrow, and what time does all the stuff begin in Congress, Eastern time? What time does everything begin there?
I believe it's in the afternoon. I have to double-check the time. What the president has asked is that everyone get to the list at 7 a.m. tomorrow, basically for Congress to serve venue, we expect, like I said, hundreds of thousands of people. For example, I know four planes specifically coming from Houston that are packed. My girlfriend took the red eye from L.A. Last night into D.C., and that was packed. I took a very early morning flight from Las Vegas to Baltimore this morning, and that was packed. We have buses that have been sponsored by individuals as well as organizations that are coming in by the numbers tomorrow or this evening. But I've been out in the district this evening, specifically around the White House, and all you see are wall-to-wall people with Trump hats and Trump flags, American flags, and the grassroots have been lit. You know, this is the brush fire that is the American spirit. And people are coming from all over, all different walks of life, creeds, cultures, religions, coming and descending on D.C. I believe that the legislature, the Congress, rather, convenes in the late afternoon or early afternoon, and they will hear us. There is going to be hundreds of thousands of us around the Capitol, and we are going to, you know, be chanting "Stop the Steal." We are hoping that we have so far over 100 congressmen, I think 11 senators and growing. It might be up to 15 or 20 by now. I haven't checked the news pretty much all day because I've been en route or speaking. But we hope to have a majority of Republicans formally object to this election. And then what happens is that Mike Pence really has the ultimate authority whether to accept the electors specifically from these rigged seven states, swing states, and then it goes to the Republican delegation. So there's still this hope. You know, I don't think it's false hope. I never want to overpromise and underdeliver. But in order to protect, this is not necessarily about President Trump and keeping him in office for another 4 years. This is actually about our electoral system and whether or not that the electorate has faith in it. And so far, you know, more than 70% of Trump voters, more than 30% of Democrats, and more than 30% of independents believe that this election was rigged. So these protests have nothing to do with Trump, but more importantly, they have everything to do with whether or not we are a banana republic or whether we are a republic.
We're having cell phone difficulties with you. Okay. I'm not sure if you have access to a landline at all, but... We're going to take a quick break. We'll see if we can get either to a better cell site or perhaps a landline, because there's so much to talk about what's going to be going on tomorrow and the huge crowd that's expected for this rally, the Stop the Steal rally coming up tomorrow. And you are correct in saying the president will speak to this group?
Yes, we'll be taking the Ellipse stage tomorrow.
Wow. Wow. Stay where you are. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to see if we can stabilize Megan Barth's cell coverage here as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The Stop the Steal movement has moved to our nation's capital, and right smack dab in the middle of it is Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. And I am told that this whole legislative process could take into the night. Is that what you're hearing, especially if they're starting in the afternoon? It tells me this thing may be a late night tomorrow.
Absolutely. It actually might be a very long week. Constitutionally, the vice president has the authority whether or not to recognize specifically the states that send their electors and specifically the states that have had an enormous amount of fraud. Georgia, for example, which is, we're expecting election results tonight, which, you know, if the election was rigged in November, certainly the election in January is going to be rigged because nothing has been fixed or changed. But James O'Keefe had a bombshell of a drop last night, Kevin, and I don't know if you saw it or if your listeners have seen it, but his undercover investigative journalists have on audio and video basically a halfway house for homeless using a single address to register thousands and thousands and thousands of people at their non-residential address at this one. How many times is that
hurt? Hey, Megan, can you repeat that about the last two sentences? Because we lost you.
The cervix here is very spotty. In Georgia, James O'Keefe uncovered a halfway house for homeless people, kind of an outreach center, if you will, registered thousands of people at a single address that was not a residential address. And so this was uncovered on undercover video and audio. It was recorded. It was released last night. And I have to ask, when you see this type of fraud where thousands of people are registered at a single address, which is not their residential address, that is not an anomaly. That is a template. That is by design. That means that that type of fraud has worked elsewhere. And so we know that at least in one county or at least in one state in Georgia, for example, thousands of people are illegitimately registered and voting. Now, this would make the difference in the Georgia election. And so ultimately, Mike Pence has the duty, the constitutional duty, the statute behind him to reject the electors from Georgia, which have been falsely and fraudulently certified. So many of these states, these specific seven swing states that we saw on election night, stopped counting the votes. Or we have plenty of evidence like James O'Keefe uncovered, for example, out of Georgia. In Nevada, we have people on record, on tape, open source information, videos, Facebook posts, etc., showing that Indian reservations were paying people to vote, which is in violation of state and federal statute. All these electors from these states could be challenged, not only through the objection of the senators and congressmen, but by Mike Pence.
Now, one of the issues that Ted Cruz brought up over the weekend with Maria Bartiromo was this idea of an electoral commission that you could do all of this within 10 days. Is that physically possible? There just aren't enough hours in the day. I mean, just here in Nevada, we had 8,000 pages of documents that the judge never apparently even looked at. How do you go about doing this? And do it all within 10 days before January 20th?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, but I think I can speak on behalf of many people when I say I'm tired of commissions. I'm tired of these performances, these hearings. They're nothing but performances. You know, the fact that Hillary Clinton and James Comey and James Brennan and Susan Rice and others are walking around freely and taking selfies and doing book tours shows that commissions and hearings do absolutely nothing. So we are here not only to expose the fraud and demand transparency. We are here in order to hold all of our government accountable. And that includes the members of the GOP. This is not the time to call for commissions. This is not the time to run out the clock. This is actually the time to take a stand and go on record to object to the electors in these specific states. Now is the time for action. Now is not the time for empty promises or empty words. Now is the time for action, because we are not going to have another chance to who fix it. Because if the Democrats win Georgia tonight and they end up stealing the executive branch, like they stole perhaps the Senate, they will then put in place laws without any sort of firewall or objection from the Republicans. We will be neutered. They will put in election laws on the federal level, which will guarantee that another Republican president will never be elected again. Because the Democrats aren't interested in bipartisanship. The Democrats are interested in complete control and unilateral power.
It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Now, we know that there's at least 11, I think 12 was the latest number I heard, of senators, along with Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz and others. Kelly Loeffler says she will back this effort. Do you have any feel for what it's going to take to advance this thing out of the joint session into the twin sessions of the Senate and the House, to where things can actually start happening? And do you think this can happen tomorrow?
Yeah, I think that the fact that, here's the issue, Kevin. We are in a position where Americans fear their government. And that's really due to COVID, where we have these draconian mandates that aren't based in science. They're simply based in control and power. We see this in Nevada. We see this in D.C. We see it everywhere. When Americans fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears Americans, there is freedom. And so we are here to instill fear that if there are Republicans that will not object to this fraudulent rigged election, we will do everything in our power, and we are very powerful. We will do everything in our power to primary them, to remove their power, and put the power back into the American people.
And give us some of the numbers that you're looking for tomorrow. You were breaking up really badly earlier on. Your line is fine now. But you say that you're expecting 100,000 plus at the Capitol tomorrow?
At least. Yeah, it's really hard to gauge, but we have kind of a sense from the traffic that we've received to StopTheSteal.us or Wild Protests or many of our other coalition partners. When we did this in November, on November 14th, we only had 6 days to organize a rally. We had over 250,000 people on that day, a week after the election. We are now looking at traffic that is 8 times that.
Whoa.
That is online traffic. That is actual traffic. We are looking at hotel rates, the fact that they're sold out. We are looking at airline rates, which are higher than normal, specifically during COVID. I am also on radio shows across the country. There are people that are coming from all over the country and descending on D.C. So we are expecting, I would say, probably twice as many, if not maybe more than that, to descend on D.C. tomorrow. The showing today was very respectable, and the showing today really was based on word of mouth and social media. But the president has been talking about January 6th now, 4 weeks. And, we expect tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, I would say hundreds of thousands of people in the district tomorrow.
And by the way, has there been any effort to squelch your protest? I know you mentioned that the National Guard has been called out by the mayor there in the District of Columbia. Has there been any effort to suppress your free speech?
Oh, absolutely. I find it very interesting that the mayor of D.C., who's a Democrat, of course, didn't call out the National Guard when Antifa and Black Lives Matter were throwing projectiles at the cops in Lafayette Square, where they were torching the St. John's Cathedral, which is right across the street from the White House. They literally breached Lafayette Park and got within hundreds of yards of the White House. She didn't call out the National Guard then, but she was really quick to call out the National Guard days before this protest. What does that tell me? It tells me a couple things. Number one, that they're scared, and I want them to be scared. I want them to be frightened. Number two, it also tells me that there is a two-tiered system of quote-unquote social justice, where, according to the left, it's okay if we were out there rioting. It's okay if we were setting churches on fire. It's okay if we were assaulting police officers and innocent bystanders. That's okay to the left. But if we, as a populace, descend on D.C. for a peaceful protest, all of a sudden she needs to close down the restaurants. You know, the restaurants weren't closed down until about a week ago. So we can only dine out.